Criminal illegal alien accused of killing Colorado father of five. By John Binder on August 8, 2019. A convicted criminal illegal alien, who has been in the United States for at least 8 years, is accused of killing a Colorado father of five children in a deadly crash on August 2, according to law enforcement officials. A new report from Denver ABC 7 reveals that 40-year-old illegal alien Miguel Ramirez Baliente from El Salvador is the suspect accused of hitting and killing Sean Buchanan, a husband to wife Kathy and father to their five children, in a motorcycle crash. Baliente, police said, overcorrected his vehicle when he swerved into Buchanan's lane, hitting and killing him. The illegal alien, records obtained by Denver ABC 7 show, was driving without a license and had a prior criminal record. Despite this, Baliente was not arrested on the scene of the accident and locals fear he could flee the country before charges are brought against him. He was amazing. It's trying to figure out what the new normal looks like when the old normal was so good. Kathy Buchanan, Sean's wife, told Denver ABC 7. In 2013, the state of Colorado passed a law that allows eligible illegal aliens to obtain state driver's licenses. Baliente's criminal record dates back to 2011 when he was charged with reckless endangerment in Douglas County, Colorado. Then, in 2016, Baliente was charged with domestic violence in El Paso County, Colorado. In both of these cases, Denver ABC 7 reports, the charges were dropped against Baliente. Last year, the illegal alien pleaded guilty to drunk driving charges from 2017. A day before the fatal accident, Baliente has his probation extended for failing to comply with alcohol therapy and community service requirements. Denver ABC 7 interviewed a woman, who kept her identity anonymous, that knew Baliente says he should have never been free in the first place. He should have been arrested after the crash, the woman said. He just had a DUI, and he's driving with no license. And he killed somebody, like you shouldn't walk away from that. My personal opinion is that we don't do enough to stop this kind of thing because it could have been stopped, the woman continued. You're here and you're a hard worker and you're not causing trouble and doing bad things, that's fine. But he had already been in trouble several times and now we have a death because of it. A friend of the Buchanan family has created a GoFundMe page for Kathy and their five children. Sean leaves behind his wife, Kathy, his daughters 15-year-old Jacelyn, 12-year-old Malia, 10-year-old Bella, and his two adopted sons, 8-year-old Mihao, and 6-year-old Divin. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.